Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
From the 20s through the 50s, Memphis was putting out some great, great acoustic and eventually electric blues. So I thought it'd be fun to take a look at the output of that city, or actually those cities. This is a tale of two Memphi, Memphis, Tennessee, and West Memphis, Arkansas, which was very important to the growth of blues. But starting with Memphis and the early acoustic stuff, we're going to first listen to a blues classic from a guitarist, vocalist, songwriter named Sleepy John Estes. And during the 20s and 30s, jug band music was very popular in Memphis. And Sleepy John Estes was influenced by that. So this is Sleepy John Estes with Yank Rachel on mandolin, and a guy named Jab Jones on piano. And the song we're going to hear is called Milk Cow Blues. And if it sounds a little familiar to you, it's because it's been covered by tons of folks. But this is the original, and it's a classic.
Now, as sweet mama let me be her kid, she says, my git bug is locked. Keep it here where she look at me. She be in the smile, says, while that you just don't let my husband catch you down.
All right, so that's true Memphis blues. I want to know where West Memphis, Arkansas comes into all this.
Well, West Memphis, as I said, was just across the river from Memphis, Tennessee, and there were two great radio stations, one in West Memphis and one in Memphis. The one in West Memphis was KWEM. And at KWEM, a huge number of blues artists who would go on to like record for Chess Records in Chicago kind of got their starts at KWEM.
And that's like Howlin' Wolf.
His first radio show was on KWEM. Sonny Boy Williamson, the artist we're going to hear next, had a 15-minute program. And I'd love to play you a piece now that was recorded right around the time Sonny Boy stopped doing his show at KWEM. It's really one of my very favorite blues recordings of all time. It's just Sonny Boy Williamson, his voice and his harmonica, and the bass part is done by a guy named Cliff Givens with his mouth. And so it's just these two guys doing this beautiful, beautiful slow blues called Mighty Long Time.
It's been so long. It's been a mighty, mighty long time. Been so long. A mighty long time. Yes, a mighty long time since I seen that little girl of mine.
I have to say, as both of us are listening to that, that sure evokes some pretty powerful emotions. That, I'd have to say, that's probably the best blues song I've ever heard. It's just so powerful. And like you said, it's stripped down, but it's just beautiful.
I know. It's risky for me to play that on the air, because if I haven't had enough sleep or am feeling a little bit vulnerable, it just chokes me up.
Oh.
It's so great. So great. Like I said, a lot of great blues coming out of Memphis and West Memphis. And there was one particular character who owes a lot to both of those radio stations that I mentioned, a guy named Riley B. King.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got his first exposure to a broad public on Sonny Boy Williamson's show. And he later went on to have his own show on WDIA, and that's where he got the nickname BB. BB King came out of KWEM and WDIA, and he was a very popular performer on the radio. The song that we're going to hear from BB King now, another one of my all-time favorite blues recordings, it came out on an album in 1956. It's everything that makes B.B. King's music immortal. It's kind of gut-wrenching and uplifting at the same time. It's called Crying Won't Help You.
Oh, no matter what you say, baby, no matter what you do, the way you've been treating me, woman, it's coming back home to you, and your crying won't help you, woman. Oh, crying won't help you, baby. Help you, woman.
you've been so mean.
Love that early B.B. King where his voice gets so high. And yeah. Boy, like you said, that just lays it all out there.
Yep, and that's why he's called the King of the Blues. Great stuff. So we've given our props to Memphis Blues. Don't let anybody ever tell you that wasn't no good blues that ever come out of Memphis.
All right, Nick, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Help you, baby, 'cause you've been so mean to me. Oh, the way that you treat me, woman, just can't understand. Oh, I'm gonna leave you, woman, let you do the best you can. And you're crying, won't help you, baby. Crying won't help you now. Oh, crying won't help you, woman. 'Cause you've been so mean to me. Look out! You've been so mean.